So Rock on the River is coming up this weekend at Hollander Park. Friday night, we've got High Holy Days, A Kind of Like Crush, The Tea Party, and of course, headliners, Our Lady Peace. Now, if you haven't already, you can get your tickets at timmonsfestivals.com. And joining me on the phone today, got Canadian royalty, Duncan Coutts of Our Lady Peace. How's it going, man?
You know, Tyler, there's a first time for everything. Canadian royalty is a first for me, but I'm flattered. I don't agree with you, but I'm flattered.
It's an absolute pleasure. Like I said, I've been a fan. I can tell you it's been 20 years because Gravity was actually one of the first albums I ever bought.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking of wow, 25 years of Clumsy. And when these milestones come up in your career, like, do you guys like to celebrate them? Do you do anything special, or do you have a bit of an existential crisis? Like, holy shit, it's been 25 years.
You know, I hate to admit this, but kind of none of the above.
Really?
Yeah. So, because if I start to look back, then I start to realize how old I am, and I don't like to do that, Tyler, because I don't feel that way.
Right.
And you know what, jokes aside, sure, I mean, these milestones are great, but we have traditionally and continue to be a band that is always pushing to look forward, right? I don't know if we're going to start affording ourselves the time to look back a little bit. I mean, we did do an albums tour, I think, in like 2010.
Right.
To celebrate Clumsy and Spiritual Machines, and this year, you know, creatively, we allowed ourselves to look back, at least in terms of lyrical content, when we finally put out a follow-up to Spiritual Machines 1. But I would argue that it's probably our most forward-leaning record, sonically speaking. So we've always been a group of people who are trying to push each other, and we do that by looking forward, by trying not to repeat ourselves.
See, I love that you mentioned Spiritual Machines too, because in that, and just talking about moving forward, because I was so excited when we were waiting for the lineup for Rock on the River. I remember saying to my boss, hey, Our Lady Peace has a new album out, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yep. And right. it is kind of like a sequel to Spiritual Machines, right?
Right.
And I don't know if this is true or not. I read up that you guys went down like an NFT route, and I'm just curious, like, what was the thought process going that way?
Well, I mean, look, that's really led by Rain. He is all about Web3 and about connecting with fans and other artists on a different level. So that was a big push by him, which I totally bought into, because the way we approached our NFT was not just about having a digital collectible. Of course, a digital collectible was part of the offering, but what really spoke to me was how we could connect with people who wanted to connect to us on a really more robust way. So, for instance, like we had these things called the Singularity Sheriff, which is an icon of our part of the artwork for our first single, Stop Making Stupid People Famous. But what we did on top of that was we gave away, as part of the package, demos. And then the stems to the song. So people wanted to, they could go remix the song. They could do whatever they wanted to. They use it as a ringtone. They could put it out. We were actually, at some point, I don't know if we ever fulfilled this or not, but we talked about actually promoting one of the remixes, right?
Oh, cool.
So there were just so many different layers to our NFT offering,
right,
that I was totally on board with it. Because, look, I'm not, I have not gone down that route fully. I have a few digital collectibles. I see the attraction in Web3 completely because, you know, to be able to talk directly to your fans and cut out the middlemen, because we really, as artists, don't have much control at all, right? And I'd like to be able to take some of that back, and I think the NFT is the tip of the iceberg of how to do that.
Right. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to NFTs. I know very, very little about them.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, fingers crossed, maybe it's already happened. Do you guys have like a physical release that anyone can buy of Spiritual Machines too?
Oh, of course. Like, so it was what the NFT, this is the other, yeah, thanks for pointing that out. The other thing that was really interesting about our NFT release is that we got our record company to agree to letting us release the record, pre-release the record 7 weeks early. So whoever bought the NFT got the full record 7 weeks ahead of release date.
Oh, okay.
Right? And but of course we have a record, and I think there are even some CDs made. I'm not sure why, but some people still like CDs, and it's available on this on all of the streaming platforms.
Perfect. And you know what? You say that, talking about people who like physical media, my brother, no word of a lie, just the other day got a new laptop, and I caught him, he was sitting there ripping all of his old CDs onto iTunes. I'm like, who are you? So there are, you know what, man, there are still people out there. My brother's one of them, so.
I know. And then there are real audiophiles who have amazing stereos at home. Yep. They not only play records, but they play CDs because there's a difference in sound.
Yep. And you look at, like, with the Rogers outage the other day, like, I have Apple Music and stuff, and I couldn't access anything that unless I had to download it, right? So, I mean, there's always going to be that benefit to physical media. So I don't care what anyone says. Now, you were talking about Rain and just wanting to, you know, look, push forward and have new ways to interact with fans. Great way of doing that. I found out just the other day that you, Rain, Jason, and Steve are going to be doing the meet and greet Friday from 4 to 5 in Timmins at Sessions Cannabis through Loot Pool, which, first of all, I am, like I said to you before we started recording, I am as giddy as a pig in mud about. I'm very excited about that. And obviously you guys are co-founders of Loot Pool. I just want you to touch on what Loot Pool is and just how did this meet and greet come about?
Well, you know, Loot Pool is such a new company, right? And they came to us and a number of other Canadian artists about being part of this cannabis company. And, you know, like it or not, whether you are a full cannabis aficionado or someone who looks at it as something other, it's here to stay. And when they told us that we could be, you know, part of the company, what resonated with us is that I think it's 5% of the proceeds, overall proceeds, and if not more, get to go back to developing young artists.
Oh,
right?
Sweet.
And it's to our discretion. Like, I know Blue Rodeo is part of this. Who else? Oh, come on. I know that I have it here in a note somewhere. But there are a number of artists that are you know, that we'll be able to direct where this. Oh, yeah, Stars is part of it. Roy Woods.
Thanks, Felix. Felix.
Yeah, so, but we'll be able to divert these funds either to passion projects of ours or whether we see, you know, a part of the industry where young artists are not being served, we can divert funds to that to help them get off the ground. Because, like, we came up in an era when record companies would help fund you go on tour. Now, granted, we didn't have as much control as maybe we would like, and certainly the consumer didn't have as much control because record companies want to benefit record companies. But at the same time, it allowed us to get into a little tiny bus and go do rounds of this country in America when we otherwise would have not been able to afford to do so.
Right. And it's really interesting, though, just with, you know, streaming, because it seems like anyone can build a home studio and record and get it onto iTunes, you know.
Right.
So it's convenient in that sense that anyone can do it. But then I just have a feeling that it must be a lot harder to really stand out or get noticed or anything like that. Right.
Right. Because, you know, for better or for worse, A&R people back in the day were the arbiters of taste. So you only had so many things to choose from. And now, literally, with the entire population who can afford a computer has access to publication, how do you cut through the noise? There's just so much noise. I mean, I know a ton of people who love our band who have no idea that we have a record out.
Huh.
Right? 'Cause, like, how do you cut through the noise? How do you raise above it all, right? So hopefully Loot Pool will allow us in a very small way to help young artists raise above that noise level and get a light shone on them, right?
Mm-hmm. And going back to Loot Pool, obviously you're going to be doing, like I said, the meet and greet at Sessions in Timmins Friday from 4 to 5, along with the rest of the boys in Our Lady Peace. Now, the thing is, you guys are going to have to be a Sessions Inner Circle VIP member to get into the meet and greet with Our Lady Peace, which you can sign up for at sessions.ca. So now we got to talk about what's going on Friday night. Rock on the River obviously touring, you know, recording over the last couple of years. Let's just call it, I would assume, a little unconventional. Are you guys stoked to be back on the road?
Oh yeah, man. Are you kidding me? Like, playing live is the greatest drug in the world.
Right.
It is. We are all. I'm talking to you, Tyler, because I'm a massive music fan and was and still am. Right. Mm-hmm. As a kid, it got me through times that I thought were hard, and it helped me celebrate times that were amazing. Right. And I'm still a fan. And for us to be able to stand on a stage and share music with people, and them being able to sing back without lockdowns, without masks, without all of that stuff is amazing. We've been across the country in June, and it was as great as it always has been. And when it's taken away from you for a couple of years,
right,
it really shines a light on how much you miss it. And to be able to get back and play live, including this weekend, there's just nothing more than we look forward to.
Yeah, and I mean, that can be said for both the artist, the crowd, everything, because this is going to be my first show, I think, oh my gosh, probably in 3 or 4 years now. I haven't been to a live show, so this is my first. So when I saw it was you and the Tea Party, I was like, oh, let's go.
Yeah. excited. We're social beings, right?
Right.
And to have that, you know, necessarily taken away from us, it just creates this massive hole in your existence. And yeah, it was interesting to make a record when we weren't together, and using the power of technology in order to do so was a really cool thing to try and grab a hold of during the lockdown.
Right.
And you know, the very fact that Rain and I had sort of been talking about a follow-up to Spiritual Machines for a long time, and then the pandemic happened, and then we happened to reach out to Ray Kurzweil, and he happened to have a new book. You know, he wrote the original book, The Age of Spiritual Machines, which really gave us the lyrical launching point for Spiritual Machines 1.
Mm-hmm.
He had a new book. He was willing to come back and give us more predictions and be part of this journey with us again. It was, yeah, it just kind of all aligned. But now, having gone through that, having made that record apart, to be able to get back together and actually perform it live for the first time,
that's sweet.
It's amazing.
I'm so excited. I feel like I'm a kid right now. Oh my god, because Spiritual Machines, I mean I love that album, you know, when I heard it originally. So when I saw you guys were making a sequel to it, I was like, no way. And you make a good point too, like with the lockdown and stuff, I guess you guys haven't even been able to play it live. So is this going to be one of the first times, or have you done a few?
It started in June, really. That was really kind of the first time. Like, some of the songs were never played together.
Right.
Like, some of the songs, like one of the songs, I know in fact came out of a Steve demo, and the bass was so Steve, like I didn't even want to change it. I was like, no, dude, I'm not re-recording that. I'm leaving that, because that's just like crazy Steve bass, which I love, mm-hmm. and I don't think I'm going to do justice to. So, you know, there are points in this record where it's probably the record that I've played the least on in my own personal thing, and then the stuff that we did play on. Like, I think there's one song that we played the bed together, and that was Stop Making Stupid People Famous.
Right. And that was the lead single, right?
That was the lead single. And then everything else, you know, I would either use the demo bass that was there, or, you know, we would be sending files around trying to just get everyone to put their 2 cents in from their own home studios. So it was quite an endeavor, but now to be able to actually get back and bring the human element to it in real time has been amazing.
And just for my own curiosity, between stadium dates and festivals, do you notice any like changes between the two, like maybe the crowds, what songs you're playing, anything like that? Or
I don't know, Tyler. I can give you an answer, and I don't want it to sound like a politician's answer or a cliche, but right. It is kind of the truth, okay? And I've been saying this a lot lately in interviews. And it's highlighted even more by the pandemic, because, as I said, when something's taken away from you, you you appreciate it more when you can't have that, right? So to me, whether it's a club, a stadium, a festival, a regular show, whatever, if you as a musician can get that fourth wall to come down, so it becomes not about a band presenting songs to an audience, and it becomes about a room full of people, or say in a field, like a field full of people making music together, it allows us to not have ownership over the songs. They're really, the songs belong to everybody at that point. And it allows the songs to take on a different life on a night-to-night basis. And that's what can keep it fresh over 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to keep you too much longer. I just have one more question for you.
Yep.
And you probably get this a lot, but just for my own curiosity, when it comes to creating your set list, is there one song that you never get tired of playing, and is there one song you never want to play again?
I don't know if I want to answer that second part.
Okay, just answer the first part. That's totally fine.
I don't know. I mean, there's songs that we're blessed with having a big catalog.
Absolutely.
So there are songs that I would love to play that we don't get to play very often.
Can I make a request?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to fulfill it. But
can you guys play? Can you guys play Sorry on Friday night?
Which?
Sorry from Gravity. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's kind of I don't want to call it a B-side, but I don't think it was one of the singles.
Oh, it was not a B-side, and you're right, it's not.
Love it.
That's not happening, Tyler. I'd love to say yes, but I'm gonna bust that one.
All right.
Because it hasn't happened in years, and with two of our guys living in LA, we can't really rehearse that much beforehand. So
right.
If you'd asked me this a month ago, then I would say there might be a chance.
Okay, so next time is what you're saying. Next time there's a chance.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, look, and again, to answer the question, you know, it really depends on the audience. If the audience is amazing, any song can be great on a night-to-night basis, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. As long as the crowd, I mean, especially if you're playing the hits, you're playing Innocent, you know, you're playing Clumsy or anything, really. The crowd's going to sing along. And at the end of the day, you know what? I guess that's what it's about, huh?
Yeah, it totally is. And we actually didn't play Naveed for a while.
Really?
And it's been nice to play Naveed again.
Is there? Do you mind me asking why? You just needed a break from it, or?
Yeah, Rain wanted a break from it. I'm throwing him directly under the bus.
Poor guy.
yeah, not here to defend himself, so you know what? Too bad.
Talk all the shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome, Mel. Well, I appreciate your time. Again, you can catch Our Lady Peace for a meet and greet Friday from 4 to 5 in Timmins at Sessions Cannabis. If you're a Sessions Inner Circle VIP member, which again, you can sign up at sessions.ca. And of course, the boys are headlining Friday night, Rockin' the River at Hollinger Park. Tickets available at timminsfestivals.com. Duncan, it has been an absolute pleasure, man. And oh my God, I got through it.
Thanks, Tyler. I really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you.
You bet. We'll see you Friday, okay?
Okay, man.
Awesome. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.